thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. CJ, let's start with the courage of your quarterback. You've been a veteran in this league for a long time. They just took Mike White, precautionary, but to the hospital in an ambulance after he came back in the game twice. What does that mean to this team?
It means a lot, honestly, you know, just to be our quarterback, to be our leader, to, you know, go out there and just, you know, risk his bodies for his brothers and to win, you know, it just says a lot. And, obviously, I mean, I'm not even sure, you know, what's even going on, so I really hope he's okay. I really didn't even see him go down the first time, man. That's just, you know, the type of game it was today, man. It was a very, very physical game. The football weather, you know, it was, everything was going on, but, you know, the fight that we brought, the not giving up, you know, all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, man, you just got to appreciate, you know, the people that you play with when you get in these type of moments, in these type of situations. You appreciate your coaches, you appreciate everybody that put you in the right spot, in the right situation to be able to play this game. And you just got to go out there and, you know, just try to play your best for your brother.
That fourth down play where you leapt offside, what happened on that play? What did you see? Obviously, you were trying to anticipate.
Yeah, I tried to channel my inner Troy Polamalu. You know, it was in a quarterback sneak look. And this year, more than any, a lot of teams like the motion receivers, a tight end, anybody else to do a sneak. So I just took a shot when I thought I had one. So, you know, if it would have worked out, it would have been the best play ever. So, but it just didn't.
How about the way this game played out? You guys, second straight week, get the ball down one score on the road against a really good team. I know there are no moral victories in this league, but is there something that you guys continue to take out of the way that you fight through these games?
We really just gotta, you know, gotta look at the big picture at the end of the day. You know, we was down 0-0, you know, the whole first half. You know, they got the score at the end of the half. We scored coming out, but we, you know, we allowed them to score right back. So when you start to, you know, see how things work at the end, you always want to look back and see, you know, what you got you there. So I really felt like we played a, you know, really, really good football on all sides of the ball. You know, special teams got a big pump block at the end. But the biggest thing for us, you know, nobody was on the, like, once again, nobody was on the sideline, head down, you know, worrying, thinking it's over. Especially on the defensive side, when it was 7-20 before the pump block, you know, we were saying, hey, there's a lot of football left. It was still 11 minutes to go in the fourth. So, man, we already knew we just had to get back on the field, stop them from scoring, and, you know, give our offense a chance. And, you know, that's what we did. And, you know, unfortunately, just didn't work out.
CJ, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. That is CJ Mosley, guys. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sheldon, this was a tough one today. How much did the elements play into the game?
Not much. I mean, it was cold. It was a little windy. But, you know, it's not like it's anything that we haven't played in. I mean, both teams have to deal with it. So, you know, for us just going out there, we understand that our job is to stop the offense. And, you know, we had some good stops, but, you know, we weren't able to come up with enough to be able to help our team win this game.
You know, this is the first time all year that you've had back-to-back losses, but there's still plenty of games left in this season. How do you guys pick yourself up and get ready to play Detroit next week?
We understand that, you know, you have another opportunity next week to go out and right the ship. You know, we understand that everything that we still want to accomplish and everything we want to do is still in front of us. But we have to go take care of business. We have to do everything in our power to make sure that we're putting ourselves in position to win these games and give ourselves a shot at the playoffs.
Sheldon, you guys are doing a good job with the defensive line, putting pressure on the quarterback. How much did it hurt the team when Quinnen went out?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to replace a guy who's, you know, playing like a, you know, arguably a top five guy in this league right now, you know, overall as a player. So it's tough to replace a guy like that. But, you know, the beauty of our team and our defensive line room is we got a room full of talented guys who can go out there and win one-on-ones in the run and the pass. And we're able to go in there and make some plays in his absence. We're just looking forward to getting him back as soon as possible.
All right, Sheldon, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Connor, are you guys almost feeling at this point like there's somebody out there with a voodoo doll of your offensive tackles? The number of injuries specifically to that position you guys have had to deal with this year?
Yeah, you know, it's there's nothing you can really do when you get the injury bug. It just happens in this sport sometimes. It kind of feels like the football guys are taking that away from us right now, and we just got to keep fighting, and whoever comes in, you know, all year has done a really good job of taking it and taking that position and doing everything they can to battle. And you know, there hasn't been a real drop off from anybody to come in. So you know, a test to the room and every guy in there, and the willingness for everyone to come out and battle. So,
speaking of which, you kind of, in a way, summed up what you probably want to say about Mike White as well, battling and fighting through everything he had to fight through today. His day ends leaving the stadium in an ambulance.
Yeah, you know, Mike White's a dog. He's willing to do whatever it takes to watch out real quick. Don't want you to get taken out by a trailer. He's willing to do, you know, Mike White's willing to do whatever it takes to help this team win, you know, and you can see it in every game he's played in. You know, he doesn't care what it is, as long as he's breathing, he's willing to play. And you know, obviously, goes without saying, the team obviously respects the heck out of that, and we hope he's okay. But you know, he's an amazing fighter.
Connor McGovern protects the quarterback, even protects the chubby radio guy from trailers about to overrun me here.
Don't want to break your ankle.
I appreciate that. Final question. As tough as these last couple of losses have been, you're still over 500. There's still a month of football to go. What's the message to the guys in the locker room and what you still have potentially out in front of you?
Yeah, you know, these last two losses kind of just make it, these last four games, even bigger than they already were. You know, nobody, you know, like, thought that this was going to be an easy road to the playoffs. Nobody thought this last month of football was going to be a cakewalk. And, you know, we have the little details we need to lock into. We're playing good football. You just need to start a little faster, lock in on the little details more. And but these last four games, you know, they're playoffs. If we want to go to the playoffs, they got to win, or we got to win, and they got to be W's. And so everybody's going in with that playoff mentality. It's that next notch in football. And, you know, we're playing in two playoff atmospheres the last 2 weeks, you know, two of the best fan bases other than the Jets and the NFL, and hostile environments. We're going to go back home to our own hostile environment and take advantage of our home field advantage now, and bring a playoff atmosphere to MetLife, and went out and go to the playoffs.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
And Dan, I'm still safe thanks to Connor McGovern. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.